This is Ted Kennedy. Innovative ideas can achieve large savings on welfare. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the budget crunch is putting heavy pressure on governments at every level to wring the waste out of current spending and use tax dollars more effectively. You Republicans rail and rail against spending, Al, but all you ever seem to propose are harsh cuts that hurt the needy the most, especially families on welfare. Well, here's an idea that Democrats are pushing that can achieve real welfare savings, help families become more self-sufficient, and help the economy, too. Most welfare recipients are able and willing to work, but they need job skills. Investing in job training, child care, and health care for families on welfare can save billions of dollars when parents start moving off welfare rolls and onto payrolls, and absent fathers start earning enough to pay child support. That's the right way to cut welfare spending, Al. It's a lot fairer than the right-wing way.
Since you always fly on only one left wing, Ted, it's no wonder you only go about in circles. You would spend billions on job training, but still you won't vote to make the economy healthy so there are real jobs for people after the training. Ted, I do agree that welfare programs should help people to get weaned away from eternal federal support. Allowing lives to revolve in an endless cycle of poverty is just such a waste. And it's sure also true that welfare dollars can be made more efficient. Republicans have been pushing that for years. The Women, Infants, and Children's Program saves millions in medical bills by keeping babies healthy and out of hospitals. But let us never underestimate the power of a strong and vital national economy as the very best way to entice people from the welfare rolls. People don't want handouts, Ted. They want real jobs and real opportunity. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to help American uranium compete against foreign markets. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.